It's time to tune in for Eye of the Tigers. I'm your co-host, Peyton.
And I'm your co-host, Caitlin. And we are here to talk about all things athletics, academics, and truly anything under the sun.
Let's get it started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 2 of Eye of the Tigers. Today, we have a guest on the pod because DePaul just had their production of Into the Woods. So, it's me, Peyton, and with us we have...
Caitlin!
And Ty!
What?
No!
I know. Have a third voice on the pod today. So, Ty, what role were you in Into the Woods?
I played as Jack in Into the Woods.
Okay, purr. And Caitlin, what were you?
I was Little Red. Yeah, we had some scenes together, which was fun.
It was.
Incredible.
A lot of yelling. A lot of yelling.
How was working together?
It was a blast.
Yeah.
It was like we'd do a scene, and then we'd go off stage, and we'd be like, you know, this would make this scene funnier. This would make this scene better. And it would be like right afterwards, we'd like plot how we would do it the next time, and then in a few days, we'd do it again. And eventually, we got them pretty refined, and it was...
Yeah. I think there was like one time I tried doing something, and it was so awkward. Like, it did not work whatsoever, but... We always tried making it extra.
We also I think a pretty good example is like at the end of the show, there's this moment where in the final show we ended up looking at each other and running off stage.
Yeah.
But originally we came up with this secret handshake that basically we like turned our hands into like a little bird together and it like flew in the air. But when we did it during the dress rehearsal, we did it and we both got so excited that we just like jumped in the air, like pulled all the focus from the scene and it looked like Mario.
Everyone was so confused.
They were, because the bird didn't really work. No. It just looks like we just like jumped with like an arm in the air.
Did that make it into the show or was that cut out?
No.
That was sadly, cut out. There were some choices that were made that did not make it into the show, unfortunately. Okay. I think there were a few of Caitlin and I's that we tried and then we did like, okay, not that again. But
so a lot of it like you guys would try something and then see if that worked, or like would your director give you guys notes, or was it kind of like a little bit of both?
I'd say a little bit of both.
Yeah, I feel like Caroline, which is our director, was very, she worked more with like, you just need to be here at this time, be there at that time, and then it was kind of open for us to build on our characters.
Yeah.
So we got to experiment a lot.
Yeah.
We did. And so, I mean, that was kind of the big thing that was like kind of a new approach to it for me was like, we did the staging rehearsals, which, as Caitlin said, literally we're just like, you are standing here at this point in the scene, so then the center focus is on them. Don't do anything too crazy.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
And then it was up to us to like be like, this is what our character would do, this is how they'd react, this is who they'd interact with, and this is how they would do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which made a lot of scenes, like, for example, we have a scene where Caitlin threatens me with her knife.
Yeah. Because
I said her cape was cool, you know.
Yeah, okay.
But that scene, we were just told, walk on stage, do the lines, and then leave.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Like, that was it.
Like, that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we had to come up with, like, our physicality and all of that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Like, we were just told, okay, be here, like, go down the ramp and be center, whatever. That also happened with one of my other scenes with the baker, where he steals my cape.
Yes.
And, yeah, we had to completely, like, figure something out.
Okay.
Because we were just told, okay, go center. And then you skip off stage left. I was like, okay.
Yep.
Okay, total sidebar. Yeah. So I went to see the play on Saturday with my mom and my dad. And my dad was like, Caitlin can skip really fast. He was like, she needs to start skipping to first base. She's so fast.
Honestly, though, like, it's on that exact note, Caitlin and I actually came out to bow together, and I started doing this thing. I don't know if I even started it until the first show, but it's where we'd both come out from the wings, and I would skip with her. And it wasn't until the first time that I tried it that I realized just how fast Caitlin skips, because the amount of power behind that skip is, like, it was hard to keep up with, and I'm 6'2". Like, I had an advantage here, but I was still like, whoa!
I never even, like, realized.
Yeah, you got a mighty skip in you. I was telling my dad, I was like, I need to start watching her in warm-ups before practice, because during our dynamic warm-up, we skip.
We do.
Like, we do high skips, and then we do far skips, and I guess I've never, like, paid attention, but I think I'm going to have to start paying attention.
Nah, there's something about that skip that's just, Yeah.
It was mighty.
It was mighty.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. You also had a lot of practice at it.
A lot of practice. Yeah. Deb making me skip in for our opening song for choreography over and over again.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then just doing the show.
Yeah, like, over and over again.
Over and over and over again.
I just had so much practice.
Over or under, how many times do you guys think you, like, ran the show full through before the actual thing?
Okay, so it was, like, we had, like, two or three, like, dress rehearsals.
Yeah, it was three, like, before. Actual dress rehearsals of running the show in costume, makeup, and everything. But if you're talking just running through
an insane amount, because we literally, it would be, like, we would finish blocking, then we would run through the entire first act.
Oh,
and then we'd run the next week, like, through the entire second act. Okay. Like, we just ran through the show so many times. Yeah. I was honestly shocked my voice was still, like, here by the end of the show.
Mine too.
Like, it was so much, it was a lot more singing than I was used to, and it's a very belty, mixed voice character for me, and like pretty much the entire time I was talking in my mixed voice, like very loud.
It's true.
It's just like,
I was also kind of surprised that you never once lost your voice.
Yeah, like I got COVID like the week before, and I was like freaking out. Well, 2 weeks before.
Yeah,
I was freaking out, but I luckily got like better.
You made it through, and it was great.
It was insane.
So, kind of on that note, what was the rehearsal process like?
Yeah, so it started off with, I want to say music rehearsals was the first thing we did. And it was just going through the show, which was very telling of how we were going to work as a cast together. Yeah. I think in a really good way.
Mm-hmm.
Because we kind of all focused and we all took the notes quickly to the point we were able to get past music pretty quick.
Yeah.
We went on to staging. I think staging was next.
It was like the first week was like 8 hour. Like days, so it was.
Yeah.
It was singing, and then we did choreo.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Choreo days. Yeah. Those were. That was the. That we learned the opening of the show, the ending of Act One, and the ending of Act Two.
Yeah.
That was like. Those were 4 hour. It was 2 4 hour rehearsals.
Wow.
There was a 4 hour rehearsal during the day for choreo, and then like a 3 hour rehearsal at night for music, and then it was that for 2 days.
Yeah.
And that was like the big kickoff to our year as a tiger.
That was like during opening like week.
It was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then from there we went to staging, and it was just like, okay, we're doing these three scenes, and it would be, I mean, honestly, those rehearsals were really, really quick or not. It really depended on if you had a song.
100%. Yeah.
Like I know Hello Little Girl, for example.
Hello Little Girl. I remember Hello Little Girl and my song, I Know Things Now, were put together.
Yeah.
I never once went over my blocking for
I know things now.
She's like, yeah, it's fine. And we just went over Hello Little Girl the whole time.
You had really good instincts with it, though. Yeah, I feel like you kind of made that possible.
I just, like, skipped. You know.
So you... So did you just wing it? Like, your solo song?
I mean, I did run it a lot, so I kind of just, like, thought of, like, what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
And then throughout my performances, I just, like, built on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I never, like, got a direction for it. She was kind of just like, yeah, you're good. Just do what you want. So I was like, okay.
I feel like that would be so fun, though, to just have the autonomy to, like, really play the character how you want to play the character.
It was
but I feel
very,
like
very
it
cool.
gives, like, life into the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think for me, it was kind of a similar experience with Giants in the Sky, maybe a little bit different. Because I originally, I did have a, it was, like, a random Saturday, like, 2:00 to 2:30, I had, like, Giants in the Sky blocking, which basically consisted of me going for 15 minutes and one time going through it with Caroline. And she was like, stand here.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I wrote it down. And then as time went on, it all changed.
Yeah.
And I never ended up where I was, like, supposed to end up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because I had made more logical choices for my character. Yeah. And, like, also, something that's, like, a huge thing with, especially if you're in a musical with a conductor, is, like, you have to be able to see that conductor. Because what we hear on the stage is so out of time with what the audience will hear. Yeah. Because, like, if you take, like, I don't know how to explain this analogy right now, but, so I won't try. But the point is that, like, the orchestra, if we don't sing with the conductor's stick, if we just sing with what we hear, we'll be delayed by, like, a fourth of a second.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it kind of like how if somebody performs the national anthem at a stadium,
Yes.
Like, it's, like, slightly
yeah.
off.
It's the same concept. It's, like, so, in that context, if you're thinking about, like, someone performing the national anthem, but with, like, a piano, that's they're not standing next to, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If they were to listen to the piano on the speakers and sing with the piano.
Yeah.
How it okay. would then come out delayed.
Yeah.
Even more. So, a lot of blocking choices had to be made and changed mm-hmm. based on, like, okay, I can't see my cue right now.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And then, like, for Your Fault, which is, like, a crazy song.
It is.
Dude, that song was so fun to watch. Like, you guys did so good.
So glad. That was...
That was... Yeah. I really enjoyed that song, but it was tough just, like, staying with the beat, because it is so fast. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But... It is. I thought it went well, like, honestly.
That was one of my favorite numbers in the whole show.
That's awesome.
So, if that makes you feel like... If that makes you guys feel any better, I loved it. But, yeah, okay, what was your audition process like? Like,
well,
how did that work?
Coming back to Your Fault. no, I'll talk on that if you want to talk about the beginning of the process.
Oh, my gosh, okay. So, it was actually end of the year, like, springtime, last mm-hmm. semester.
Yeah.
And I remember, because I was in softball at that time, and I had, like, the ability to audition without, like, really missing any practice, which was fire. But pretty much the first day, it was, like, callbacks for, like, reading, like, the scripts, like...
Yeah, were a few days. I will say on that, there's a few different... I didn't read until after I'd done all of the other audition stuff.
Really?
You could read the script before, like, do the reading scenes
were, like,
before
sign-ups.
Or
yeah.
after.
Yeah.
The singing auditions. The singing auditions were in the middle of the week.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It was very interesting.
Yeah. I did the, like, reading first, so... I did all my skipping and whatnot.
Yeah, of course.
Did all those scenes.
Softball prep too.
Skip has been in the works since last semester.
Yeah. And then, the next day I had the singing audition with I Know Things Now. And I remember making the choice. I was like wearing like something like a, just like a pullover, like jacket type thing where I could just like pull it off.
Yeah.
And like during my performance, I like took it off and like dropped it whenever I was like, you don't need a cape. And apparently it was good because Caroline was like, I loved when you did that. And I was like, okay. but like, just like kind of doing, like trying to embody the character during that to try and, you know, do well. And then later there were callbacks.
I can talk about those.
Your fault.
Yeah. So I just commenting on my audition process, I sang first and then I came back and did the line. It was actually after callbacks. Did I read any scenes?
Okay.
It was very interesting.
Wild.
Yeah, and I can't remember what... There was a reason why. It was because of some concert conflict or something that made it so we couldn't do the singing auditions going later into the week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we had to split up the speaking ones. So, but for the actual callbacks, we had to do... I believe also had to do the song again, potentially. Like, some people had to sing the song
yeah,
again.
Yeah, some people did. Some I
people
didn't
did
have
not.
To.
Okay.
I did have to sing Giants in the Sky again, because I auditioned with Giants mm-hmm. in the Sky. And... The big kicker, though, for the callback was Your Fault.
Oh, my gosh.
1 minute, which, as a song, is 1 minute and 41 seconds long, but is so fast and so crazy, and, like, learning it is just so tough.
Yeah.
We were told, the night before, the morning of.
Yes!
They were like...
It was the night before!
They were like, these are the groups you're doing Your Fault in for the callback.
Oh,
and
shoot.
We were all like, oh, no! Yeah. So... I spent the whole next day, like, I was only in one group for Your Fault.
Okay.
Contacting people I'd never met before, like Caitlin,
yeah.
for example.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had come up with this plan that was like, if we all work really, really hard on it all day, we could go into the callback
yeah.
and just, like, blow it out of the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what we ended up doing.
Uh-huh.
So I worked probably 6 hours in total. I worked with each person in our group individually
mm-hmm.
in practice
wow,
rooms.
Okay.
And we got everyone together to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we went out to the callback and the conductor was there at the callback. And he's like, so here's the plan. I know this song is really hard. We'll see if you guys can do it slow. And if you guys can, then we'll speed it up. It was just like the second half of the song. So it's
okay.
like a 40 mm-hmm. second cut, but there's so much overlap between it that
yeah.
like, it was
yeah.
so hard to,
it was,
yeah,
it took me a hot sec.
Oh,
it took
yeah.
me a hot sec.
Yeah. Especially with people we hadn't met before. Like,
yeah.
It was very, very interesting. But mm-hmm. we ended up doing the first time slow, and we got through it, which we really needed to for the
okay.
fast one. And then the fast one started, and we all grabbed our music stands and just moved it to the side.
Yep.
We set them away, and we did it.
We acted that out, bro.
We did. We talked to the right people. Point,
yep.
yeah.
Yep.
It was a very, 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 very good moment in callbacks for our group.
Yeah. I thought it went really well.
Yeah. We got really lucky we didn't have an exam.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was kind of the audition process. Okay. And then from there, I mean, after that, I did my readings.
There you go.
And yeah.
Love it. Yeah. All right. Okay. Do you guys have a favorite number in the show?
No More. I really like No More. The Baker and the Mysterious Man at the end of the show.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. And I thought Tech Week and like during the show is when it really like came together.
I agree.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was honestly for me, and like this shouldn't be the case, but it was like we had like right before that scene happened, the witch dies.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Well, it's over now.
I know. The witch dies. But when the witch dies, they'd use like one of those
like pop things.
The pop cannons, yeah, and like smoke would go out. Yeah. And
it'd scare me every time.
Me too. Yeah. Being on stage for that was horrible.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine.
I was on stage for both of them, and it was just like, because when the witch transforms, there was also one. And I would just like get so.
I would flinch so hard if that was me.
Like, I did. And like, I made a character choice that benefited my own personal sanity also, where I would never, anytime that something crazy was happening, Jack would never look at it.
Yeah.
He would always look straight down.
Oh.
Yeah, so like it made it so I avoided some flashing lights.
Yeah.
I have a disposition of flashing lights. And then also, I avoided having to ever look at the pop cannons when they're going off. I did get hit by the cap one time, which was...
And I almost laughed out loud.
It was so funny. It was so funny. It was like, wasn't it during a show?
Yeah.
It was during a show, yeah.
I think it's our second night or something.
Yeah, it was just like a little piece of cardboard. It's like, not that deep. But also, like, it was just so funny.
Yeah.
But... I was going somewhere with this. I just don't remember where.
We were talking about favorite numbers.
Oh, yes. My favorite numbers are more. Because after we started using the pop cannons, the whole stage would be filled with smoke.
Yeah.
And No More in this, like, subliminal space where, like, there's smoke all over the stage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, Griffin, the Mysterious Man, and Cole, the Baker really did such a good job with that song, especially in Tech Week and the performances.
Yes.
That, like, I cried opening night before going back on stage.
Really?
Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's awesome.
It was really good. I wish that scene was before the scene where I walk on and I'm like, my granny's gone. So then I can actually be sad because I was struggling. The weirdest part for me was skipping off stage and be like, I'm excited! And then going back on stage and be like, my granny's gone.
Yeah.
Like, it's so random. No. I was like, what even is this?
Yeah, that's also, like, for me, it, like, made more logical sense. Because, like, after the scene where, basically what happens is, like, we come up with a plan to kill a giant and we skip off stage.
Yeah.
And Caitlin's last line is, I'm excited! And then we leave. The next time I come on stage, I'm on this tower, we're about to kill the giant. And I go, wait until my mother hears, I've slain the giant! And the baker has to immediately retort with the line, Jack, your mother is dead. And it's like, it was crazy. It was crazy.
No, the duality of that show.
What was your favorite song in the show?
Number,
if you will.
Favorite number. I really liked the ending to Act One.
Yeah.
Ever After. Ever After, yeah.
Yeah. Ever After is good.
I always thought that was fun.
I agree.
And then watching the Sepp sisters and the witch in the middle was always cute.
Dude, absolutely. they were so much fun. They were really good.
They were.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeper character though, the cow, Milky White.
Hey, you say sleeper? That's my best friend right
Incredible.
There. Incredible. Oh, I totally agree. Gabe did such a phenomenal job.
Like literally so good.
Yeah.
The amount of little things like facial expressions at any time that they were on stage, to just like even being in scenes because I was. I don't know if I was technically in the most scenes with Gabe, but I had the most interaction with Gabe because, we spent, in total, it's like 23 minutes of the show was me and Milky White pantomiming actions together.
Yeah.
Like, during the openings of the first two act, or the first act and the second act. So, Gabe was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
In every single performance and in every single choice was so funny.
So good.
Yeah.
It was.
They made me laugh so much. I was like,
they did.
I was off stage like the whole time. I was like covering my face because I was like about to bust out laughing.
Oh yeah,
they were incredible.
They were.
All right. Let's see. Besides yourself, of course, what other character would you want to play in the show?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Huh.
I would probably want to be the Mysterious Man.
Mysterious Man is kind of awesome. I'm not going to lie. I was thinking about that. I think... Yeah. Maybe Mysterious Man. Maybe the narrator. I think the narrator would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
The narrator would be fun.
Yeah. I think for me, like, Jack has always... We did Into the Woods when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And my best friend was cast as Jack. But, and I think I always wanted to play that role.
Yeah.
He definitely should have gotten it over me. I'm not going to lie. Like, 100%. But yeah. Also, I have always wanted to play Jack. So for me, it's like, that was the role that I wanted to play in this show. And it's a role that I've always wanted to play in the show. So
like, there's not another one that you feel like you
there's not, or there's not even another one that I feel like really fits me. Like, or like, would, I'd be very able to do them justice. Maybe the narrator. That would be probably it, though. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have loved to see Caitlin as the Mysterious Man, full beard, like...
Oh, yeah.
Would have been fire.
That would have actually made my
I probably
life.
Still could have skipped a little bit, too.
You That's true.
You could have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of scamper around the stage, you just skip.
maybe like a scampery, a scampering type of skip.
Yeah.
No, for sure. That's hilarious. I love that. Okay, last question. How do you guys memorize your lines? Like, what is your personal strategy?
Yeah, so do you want to go first or do you want me to?
I can go first real fast. I start memorizing. I just, like, start from the beginning. Like, I'll try and memorize the first scene, and then I'll add the next one. I tried to, like, memorize the first act. And then I'd also watch a lot of, like, productions on YouTube of Into the Woods and try and recall it. But just going through it over and over again, trying to memorize it in my head. I don't, like, I think some people make, like, Quizlets and stuff to, like, try and memorize it. I've never done that. I just try and get it in my head and I repeat it over and over again. I kind of try and, like, picture it in my head.
Yeah.
And then over time, that'll help me memorize. But just, like, recall is a big thing. So just getting, like, my sister, my mom, my dad to read my lines and then going over it over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got most of it done in the summer because, again, I would make my parents or my sister or brother go over the lines with me.
Yeah.
For me, it was a very different process. So I learned most of the music over the summer, and I didn't do a lot of work with my lines over the summer, but with the intention of, so I live with the baker.
Yeah.
And what we would do is I would get out of rehearsal every day at 4:50, or I would not have rehearsal right after class and be done at 4, and we would have rehearsal at 6 or 6:30.
Okay.
And what we would do is every single day we would go together and we'd eat dinner, and then we go up and we would run lines for what was needed that day. So anytime, assuming the schedule was correct, which was usually the case, there were only a few times. There was like one specific rehearsal where everyone thought we were on book one more day, but it turns out they wanted us off book that. And then everything fell apart.
Yeah.
But other than that one rehearsal, like, it was a very organic process and almost like a clockwork of like the same way we were going to rehearsal every night. Part of going to rehearsal every night was getting together with the baker at 5 and we'd run every scene together.
Yeah.
And like I would read for the parts that was not him. He would read for the parts that was not me. We'd go through every single scene until we both had it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'd have to do the same scene. Like, for example, our scene, we have a scene in the tower. It's the one where I go like, can't wait to tell my mother we'd kill the giant. That scene took us a week to finally get right because I could not memorize it.
Yeah,
it was so like because what I would do is I get so. forgot what it was. Oh, I don't know. Maybe, like, have you seen the movie Trolls 3? That's not a Disney movie. Never mind. Sorry.
I haven't.
It's okay. That's fine. If that's your answer, that's your answer.
I don't, you know, I would, like, I feel like being the like nice one of the two bads in the Trolls 3, the movie, I would, you know, that'd be kind of interesting.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't remember Trolls 3 that well, though, so I might just be mistaken. This might be a bad answer.
It's okay. Trolls 3. Okay. If I wasn't Mother Gothel, because I am very controlling, I'm going to be so honest, I think I would be, oh, jeez. I feel like I would be Maleficent. Just because, she's got, like, an interesting vibe to her. She's really, she's just, like, got a lot going on. But, like, I feel like she's got some, like,